Constitutional responsibility to defend separation of powers, that he was correct Down. situation. And we that we must all concentrate on keeping the cost of living under control. When you expect results, you can't stand or time. But the battle is being waged, the battle line. We declare all out war on the forces that are forcing on the price of the oil. The other point that I would make is that on the budget side, that however, looking at the long term, that busting this budget will have a disastrous effect on the cost of living. Either that or it will have a tax increase. In other words, we're facing a cold fact here that there's no way that the various budget retailers there's no easy way out. There's no cut outs that we can do what we'll we're voting down on the cost when we do this and that the other way. Now I'd say some strong things about you can't dig out the defense budget. That's a bonus. But I think the main thing is rather than getting involved too much in that is to say this first test is on a very difficult deal. It's one where the administration has a record of increasing the amount for vocational rehabilitation. The question is whether we should increase more than that. And under the circumstances, whether we've got to determine what the Congress has determined, whether or not the American people, they should tax the American people in order to have those increases.
Can I say this? But the sure premium increase is found in several programs.
That's right. Overall, throughout government, there's a $200 million increase.
Well, in the programs covered by this bill.
And the programs covered by this is a $200 million increase in the budget. I guess that's what you're saying. But it's a tough one. But I'm so glad that some of you're getting some of that. If they could fight this one,
well, see, it began with Domenici and Bartlett and by Jim Buckley. And they worked through Brock and then Brock through me at Truth Tower. And to our absolute amazement, the way we got this agreement, we will support some vetoes, particularly our appropriations bills, with as strong language as we could write in on authorization, but less commitment.
Yeah.
We ran into trouble, so we got Janet distracted. And the moment Janet distracted it, we made a few changes. Everybody accepted it. That brought in people like Aiken. You know, we got a unanimous vote. Now, today, we'll have some dissenters, but we should get most of these Republicans on the line.
Get them on this veto. I would say, look, this is the test. Let's support this veto. They cannot take it, pick and choose.
We're trying our level best to get the
veto. Because if they could do it on this one, this would be something.
Well, that was going to involve some Democrats, of course, but we're going to try.
I don't know if you've got any Democrats, but you will bring the Harry Bird and us.
Now, without Democrats, we may not get 33 or 34, but we are pretty sure 60, and then we think we can go in the range of 20 to 26. We hope we can get more. We're going to make
I
it pretty
fast. I don't know you can get, though. I just don't know.
I don't even know how outside on the vote, you know, on the 57 votes against it, we got only 6 Democrats. That's why we
well, it's a partisan issue. They realize that the budget is a partisan issue.
Sure.
That's a matter of party loyalty. And our guys have got to realize that. We got the votes. Look, we've got more of a third of the Senate, a third of the House. If they would think of those terms, what other things do you think you could those issues here that I think we're fighting the cost of living.
Yeah.
We're fighting a tax increase. And we drove back a line. We had a very good meeting. And there was unanimous agreement that we had to fight this thing. We're going to take an all-out battle against the tax increase.
And that chart is a good one to match.
That's right. The U.S. is doing better, but we're going to continue to do even better. So I think you can
help. Yes, sir.
So be account does not appeal to you, you know what I mean? Your mind freezes in 5 minutes. My gun doing
it. You explain that to me next fall. I have a lead toward the freeze.
Well, I did too. I did too. I met these guys. I said, why not freeze? I said, why not freeze in order to just make the labor guys do it? That was my argument. I said, I'm so far. Then they went on to say, well, all hell's going to break loose next fall, and then the labor guys would come back. So I don't know. But let me say it. We're going to do some very aggressive. Like this stockpile thing is a raising holy hell with the Malaysians, Bolivians, and a hell of a lot of producers there in this country. But we're going to hit it. Now, the lumber thing, that's another thing.
There's another.
You might just freeze over that water.
There's another interesting development in this leadership that I haven't seen before. There were about a dozen people there. The question arose and got kicked around the room. Can we be absolutely candid about our concerns with the president? And we, Jerry and I both said we could.
But sure.
I want you to know that they wanted to feel, could they just actually say all the worries they had?
Sure.
I said, by all means, sure you can.
Well, you could do.
Yes, there's always somebody who thought that.
Well, good luck. We'll see you.
Thank you.
Separation of powers. I will not do that.